Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Hi, this is Nancy from the Blind and Beyond Radio Show family, wishing you and your family a wonderful holiday season.
Years of helping his fellow blinded veterans paid off recently for one dedicated volunteer in the form of the Department of Veterans Affairs National Male Volunteer of the Year Award. James Hogan has logged nearly 3,000 hours of voluntary service through the Blinded Veterans Association. That organization helps blinded veterans and their families by providing service programs, regional groups, resources, and advocacy. There's no charge for any of it, and you don't have to be a member to get help. All legally blinded veterans are eligible for assistance, whether they become blind during or after active duty military service. The volunteers demonstrate equipment and aids used by the blind, provide information on programs and services, and encourage blinded veterans to use the opportunities that will help them become more independent and self-sufficient. The veterans' family members often volunteer too, and in Hogan's case, so does his guide dog, Atticus, who serves as a therapy dog for Veterans Administration hospital patients. Learn more at BVA.org or 800-669-7079.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Happy birthday!
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul. With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. Oh, when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around.
Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. That was the version of Jimmy Durante singing. And this is our Christmas show, folks.
Frosty the Snowman.
If you would like to know more about this show, keep on listening. We say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. This is our Christmas show. We hope you enjoy it. Hope you have some fun listening to the show. If you have any questions, call. We'd love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. Gary, did you want something to say something? Gary Sinclair?
Yes, I would like to hang on there. I would like to introduce a very good friend of the show's, and especially mine. He's a Navy CB. And you've all heard him sing God Bless America many times with us. And what you just heard is Jimmy Durante singing the Frosty the Snowman. This is his 97-year-young cousin, Peter Durante. Peter, are you there?
Are you there, Peter?
Peter?
Peter here.
Hey, Peter. How you doing?
I'm fine. Is this Michael?
No, this is Michael and Gary.
And Gary.
Michael and Gary.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
and we want to know if you're going to sing us a Christmas song tonight.
Yes, I am. You know, we're members of the Casselberry Veterans Club, and you mentioned about the wonderful program, Blind Beyond, and I'm going to sing a song.
Okay, take it away.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the world felt his worth. A thrill of hope, a weary world rejoiceth, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees and hear the angel voices, O night divine, O night, the night when Christ was born, O night divine, the holy night when Christ was born. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Excellent.
Jimmy Durante's cousin, Peter Durante. Wow. Peter Durante.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you so much.
Not only do I hope I can sing in 92, I hope I'm alive in 90. What is he, 97? Oh, my
97.
God.
97, yes.
97, that's unbelievable, Peter.
Thing. You know, you have a wonderful program, and Gary Sinclair, we both belong to the Casselberry Seabees, and we're all voting for you guys. And
well, thank you so much.
Proud of you, man.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you, Peter, so much.
Thank you,
Peter. We'll have you back again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. We love the word.
Merry Christmas.
We love the word.
God bless you
and
all.
By the way, folks, if you're listening to the show, call in.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Peter. Bye. Bye, Peter.
Good night, Peter.
Merry
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Peter.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael.
What I would like to say is, any of you folks are listening to the radio show, call in. We'd love to hear from you. 407-894-680. That's what this show's all about.
Why don't we do your trivia, Michael?
Whoa, hold up. Wait a minute.
No, we're not going to.
Not yet. Listen, we got a caller calling in from New York, Hudson, New York. First time caller to the show.
Right.
She's all the way over by not too far from Canada, where the snow is coming in kind of heavy on her. And she's enjoying herself in the beautiful state of New York. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, here's Cheryl from Hudson, New York. Cheryl?
Hi, Hudson, New York.
Hi, Hudson.
I'm in Hudson.
Hi. How are you?
Hello.
She's
I'm
the one
that
Cheryl New York City. So I'm not way up that way.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for the poem, Cheryl.
You're welcome. Beautiful. I needed to call in and tell you that anytime anyone ever plays Frosty the Snowman, they never play Happy Birthday. And I love that part, so thank you.
Well, wait a minute. I have a question, Cheryl. I was going to ask the audience. Yes. Everyone that I pulled up said Happy Birthday in the beginning, and I didn't understand why.
Because
Frosty didn't really have his...
Wait, I can't hear. He puts his hat on, and the first thing he says is, Happy Birthday!
Uh-oh, I see that, but I didn't know what the significance was of Happy Birthday.
Birthday to him.
Snowman, and he's not saying it.
Jesus Christ, that's his birthday.
It's his birthday. That's his birthday.
Well, thank you, Cheryl, for the poem. It was beautiful.
Thank you, Cheryl. It was a beautiful poem.
You're welcome. And I'm glad to say hello to all of you, and happy holidays to all of you. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Merry Christmas, Cheryl.
Keep on listening to the show, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Good night, Cheryl.
Bye-bye. All right, now it's my trivia. This is going to be a tough trivia question. Now listen to this question. This is a big one. This is one of the biggest Christmas movies of all time. It's been around for, I don't know, we'll just say 50 years at least. At least. Okay? Now, here's the question. In the movie, they talked about a department store. Matter of fact, they talked about a couple of department stores. And it was about Santa Claus. And he went on trial.
That's enough clues.
The question is, the part of the movie was called The Miracle on What Street? Here's the question. What street? Miracle on What Street? That's the question. That's the street. Miracle on What Street? 407-894-680. And it wasn't 100th Street. So 407-894-680. Miracle on What Street? 407-894-680. Okay? That's the question. What street? Miracle on What Street?
Mike, wait a minute.
The second question is, and the tough question was, what only what street? What two department stores were they talking about? Does anybody know that? That's a tough one.
It wasn't Sesame Street, right?
No. I'm curious about two stuff. Anybody knows the two songs?
I wasn't sure.
Mike,
kind of cool, though.
That was a real easy one, Mike.
894-1680.
It
was
an easy one.
David, you're thinking like Chris. You're thinking like Chris now.
Right. You know, everybody know Gary, Indiana, 123rd and Jackson Street. Come on. That's where the Jacksons grew up.
Gary, where? What foreign country is that in?
Fourth and Drucker, I'm thinking.
Right.
I like to hear from Carolyn in New Brunswick, Georgia. Or Brunswick, Georgia. Carolyn, come on, call in. You know the answer.
Carolyn. Like Brunswick stew.
Yep.
Yep.
407-894-1680.
Charlotte, if you're listening, call in. Come on,
Pete. Where's the dynamic duo tonight?
407-894-1680. Miracle on What Street? And what two departments are
talking
about?
In Canada for a while.
407-894-1680. You know the answer?
Come on, people, call in. This is your show. Tell us about your Christmas.
People,
what you're going to do? Call on in. We want to hear from you.
Sure. Even if you just want to give us a hard time. We deserve it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Pick up the phone.
Give us a trivia. Give us a trivia question.
Yeah. And a prize, too. No, you don't even have to.
Nobody knows it, huh? Okay.
It's family show now. Family show. Give us a trivia question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
407-894-1680. Miracle on what street?
Well, I guess we don't know it.
It's a famous movie. It's been around for 50 years at least. Well, maybe 100.
Why did you give a hard question like that?
Third Street?
That's not hard.
Not really.
In the movie, they talked about many, many times about the Santa Claus, and they talked about two department stores. Anybody know it? In no time, there were competition. They were right across the street from one another.
You keep talking, you're going to tell them the answer.
All right. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on.
I'm out.
All right. I got three callers on the phone line. All right.
All right.
I got Jason from Pensacola, because Jason trying to win. He is trying to win tonight. Jason has called in six times already, trying to get it in. This time, Jason is first. So we going to see if Jason got this one. Then I got Jack from Lachahatchee, Florida, and then I got Terry from Connecticut. So
there's two questions. So let's see if we get both of them. The first question is Miracle on One Street, and the next one, two department stores. Okay, so let's take.
He's going to win just with those.
Okay.
So let's see. We got Jason first.
Hi, Jason.
Jason, you're up first.
Miracle on 43rd Street.
Come on.
20 seconds. I'm sorry.
Jason.
I'm sorry. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry. Wrong answer.
Thank you, Jason. We appreciate it. All right.
Thank you.
All right. I thought Jason had it. I thought Jason had that one. All right. Okay, so Jack done hung up. Jack, call back. Let's go to Terry in Connecticut. Terry, you got the floor. Terry, you officially got the floor.
Yo, Terry.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey, Terry. On an open fire. Jack
Frost
nipping at your nose. Hey, can it be Miracle on 34th Street?
You got it. Miracle on 34th Street. Now I got a hard one. You know what two department stores that we're talking about?
Department store? I got two guesses. Goldblatt's or either Macy's?
Well, you got one of them. But what's the other one?
Good enough.
G-Rice. One of them.
The other one, you're close. You got the G-Rite, but it wasn't Goldblatt's. You're close. They're right across the street from each other by at least 50 years. But you just won yourself anyway a $10 gift card. You want it from what's the name of that? Starbucks, or do you want it from Subway?
Subway. My wife likes Subway.
Okay, Subway. So you got a $10 gift card from Subway. Merry Christmas, Terry. Happy New Year.
Thank
you.
We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
See you, man. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website at www.csun.com/opportunities.
Ah!
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
The 37th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the Premier Forum on Technology and Persons with Disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Christmas show for the Blind and Beyond radio show.
The phone number to call in, which I definitely wish you can do, is 407-894-1680. This is your host, Michael, saying to you, call in. We'd love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. Right now, Kyle, I mean, what's your name? Chris Shaw, you there?
Yes, sir.
Chris,
but wait.
Why don't you play, that's why we're waiting. Why don't you play this song by the Temptations?
Wait. I got a special caller on the phone line. No, I got a very special caller on the phone line. All right. But I'm going to give you this message first. Jack called in and said, hey, a message for Michael. Mike, sorry he missed the subway. Sorry he missed the subway. He's on the bus. So that he's on the bus.
Oh, okay. Jack is another man in his late 90s.
Yeah,
he missed the subway on his
He missed the subway, so he on the bus.
Yeah, yeah.
At least he got a bus.
All right. Okay. Now, here.
Who's our caller?
We're going to our very special caller all the way on the West Coast. I love hearing this young man's voice every time he calls. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, I present to you none other than Gabe. Gabe, how you doing?
Hi, guys.
Dave?
How are you guys doing?
Gabe, how's it going, man?
Oh, Gabe.
Merry Christmas.
Gabe, how you doing,
Merry
Gabe? Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Wow, long time no hear.
35 years old by now.
I know, it's been a while.
Yes. How old are you now, Gabe?
Well, I'm 13, but I 35? Actually have a birthday coming up in... Wow, can you believe my birthday is only in a couple of weeks?
Wow. How old are you going to be?
How old are you going to be now?
I'm getting old. I'm going to be 17.
Wow. My goodness.
Jesus.
That is old.
17 years old. We started talking. He was a little kid.
Well, Merry Christmas. Like, how are you doing? Yeah. You getting all ready for the holidays?
You know what? I am, and I just started Christmas break, and, you know, the cool thing is I was looking at the weather, and I heard that next week, you're not going to believe this, but next week, I heard it's supposed to snow.
Wow, cool.
Wow.
I know.
So are you in Washington now, or are you somewhere else?
I am in Washington,
okay.
And it's super cold out here right now.
Oh, yeah.
What grade of school are you in now?
I'm in 11th grade.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Good?
You're also graduating.
I know.
Are you planning on going to college, Dave?
That's what I'm thinking. If I do end up going to college, I have no idea where I'm going to go yet.
You could just go straight for being a CEO or a president of some corporation.
You know, it's funny when they say, what does a blind man sound like? His Gabe, he still sounds the same like he did when he first called in 7 years ago.
Sounds the same voice.
It's
when he first started calling.
You know, yeah. I'm going to have
How's your mother? How's your mother?
Yeah, how's your
friend? Every show during the week, or I'm going to have to listen to how I sounded way back when.
There you go.
You sound good, that's for sure.
You sound good, Dave. How's your mother doing?
She's doing good. We just made some soup because it is, like I said, it's super cold over here, so we're trying to stay warm.
Super cold.
Yeah.
What kind of soup did your mother make? What kind of soup? I'm going to be there. What kind of soup?
We actually made some chili.
Oh, that's
my favorite. Love that.
I know.
Is it spicy or not?
You know what? It is not spicy at all. I've never really liked spicy food because it makes me, you know, my mouth always feels like it's on fire whenever I eat anything too spicy.
And then your stomach, too, you know?
I know.
You're probably smart. Yeah, Gary and I spice it, our food.
We like spice and everything nice.
We're a little crazy that way. But that,
so
it takes all
like,
sides. Well, that's
cool.
Gabe, thanks so much for calling in, Gabe.
Enjoy your chili.
We wish you a healthy and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, yep. Gabe.
Say hello to your mother for us. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
I'm already looking forward to next year.
Yeah.
Okay,
we
keep calling back now. Don't be gone so long.
Happy birthday. Yeah, early happy birthday, too.
Thank you.
Don't wait to call us too long. Call us sooner.
Old, that's right, old man. The old man of 17.
Yeah, call us before you're 18.
I am getting old.
There you go.
Are you driving? When's your birthday?
What day is your birthday, Gabe?
What was that?
What day's your birthday?
What day's your birthday?
Oh, my birthday is on January 11th.
Oh, are you going to be 18?
Oh, no,
or 17.
I'm going to be 17.
Are you driving? Are you driving a car yet?
Not yet. Well, my mom said that when I will be able to drive, they're already going to come out with self-driving.
Oh, that's right. You're blind.
But that hasn't happened yet.
I forgot.
Right. You know, blind and now he's just driving his mother crazy.
Yeah, driving his mother crazy. Yeah. And I tell you what, being blind, I forget.
It really depends. I mean, I try not to.
Yeah.
That's right. I was just teasing you.
Yeah, we're just teasing you.
Just save up to get a Tesla so that can drive you around.
Hey, Charles.
Yeah.
I want to hear your trivia. I want to see if anybody's going to get your trivia. Well, we said
Gabe, thanks so much for
thanks
calling
for calling in,
Gabe. And Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, Merry Christmas. I hope you guys have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and and also have a great week, too.
Thank you.
Too.
Okay. Alrighty. You know what? I love you guys. Keep up the great work.
Love you, too, buddy.
Keep calling. We love you.
I will.
Thank you, Gabe. Wow. Hey, nice talking
Merry
to you.
Merry Christmas.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Now, Charles.
Surprise.
I'm going to hear what Chris has to say. Is that
Chris
on the line, Chris?
No, that's it for everybody. I was telling Gabe, thank you, and Merry Christmas to you, Gabe.
You too. Merry Christmas.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Charles, you're up. Charles, I want to hear your trivia question. Nobody's going to get this one.
Okay. This is hard. It is very difficult, but you can get it. All right. Here is my trivia question. What was the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time? That's not a gross movie. What was the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time?
That's not one day. It's not one week. It's for the whole time it's been out. Which movie was made the most money of all time? Gross movie.
Christmas movie
of all time. Which one is the biggest box office of all time?
You know, if you're going to repeat the question, you should repeat the same question.
Well, you say it again. Say it again, Charles.
What was the highest grossing Christmas movie of all time?
Thank you.
How many years has this movie been?
It's 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
All right. Well, I got the answer if you really want to know.
Yeah. How old is this movie?
This movie came out.
Chris, we don't really want to know, Chris.
Oh, okay.
Chris.
Because I got it.
Okay. Go ahead. Tell us.
All right. My man Bruce Willis was in it.
Negative.
I was going to ask.
We're talking about a Christmas movie.
Negative? It was a Christmas movie. It came out during the Christmas season.
That's kind
of the highest grossing Christmas movie.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Lady
okay.
Marty.
Got you. Okay, I got it. Christmas movie. Okay.
Yeah, not gross. He means gross. What movie was gross?
Hold on. The phone line ringing on my head. Hold on.
It's got Justin Bieber in it, right?
What a group. If anybody's listening.
Who?
I guess not.
Yeah, it's what a group.
Justin Bieber.
Who is that?
Oh, my gosh, Charles.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. You want to call in and join us? 407-894-1680.
Oh, you finally woke up, Sheila?
I've been awake. 407. Get a word in edgewise.
894-1680. Sheila, now's the time to open your mouth and talk. Hello.
I'm curious to see the answer to this question because I think I know what it is, but I'm not sure.
Funny, one of our granddaughters knew it, and then the other one.
I had six people. Five of them didn't know it. One knew.
Is it an old movie?
I'm not telling you what movie.
Well, we could say not this century.
It's not. It was made within the last 100 years, put that way.
Oh, I hope so.
Wow.
Here's a big clue. I'm going to give you a big clue. Here's a big clue.
It's made in the last
75 years.
No clues.
He's kicking you away, Carol.
For this one.
407-894-1680. By now, they're all looking it up already. 407-894-1680.
All right. Here we go. Because it's the holiday season. And this is try number 22 and a quarter.
Oh, gosh. It's Jason again.
All right. So,
Jason.
I hope it is Jason.
I'm pulling for you, Jason. Okay. Jason, I'm rooting for you, Jason.
I'll go. Me too, man. We're all rooting for you.
Jason.
Home Alone.
Go, Jason.
Home Alone.
I heard his answer. He said Home Alone.
Jason.
He said Home Alone.
All right, Jason.
Jason, guess what? Jason.
What?
You won, Jason. Oh, God. You won, Jason.
Merry Christmas.
You what, Jason?
Merry Christmas.
Jason, do you want either
Merry Christmas.
Home Alone?
He didn't win Home Alone.
Which I am. Home Alone.
That's
Jason.
Surprise.
Jason,
surprise.
You want, what's the name of that coffee shop?
Starbucks.
You want Starbucks? You want Starbucks? Or do you want Dunkin'? What are you doing on the place?
Subway.
You want Subway or Starbucks? Starbucks or Subway? What do you want?
Starbucks. Jason ought to get two prizes.
He gets one of each. I think
give
him
both. You just got $10 from Starbucks and $10 from Subway. How's that?
Merry Christmas.
You got Subway and Starbucks. Is that good?
Jason, you've tried harder than anyone calling.
No kidding.
Hey, Jason, stay on the phone line. Don't hang up, all right, Jason? Don't hang up, all right?
Okay, I will.
That's awesome.
If we
didn't get this one, we would have put out a parade.
Wow, that's great.
Listen, okay, so we got Jack on the phone line. Jack from Lachahatchee. I can't even say it right now because I'm too. We got Jack on the phone line. Jack, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
Merry Christmas, Jack.
Don't say
Jack
that.
And Jill.
Hi, Jack.
All the best.
Jack and Jill.
Oh, yeah. Hi,
Jack. How's it going, buddy?
Everything's fine.
Jack.
Hello,
Jack.
Jack, you there, Jack?
I'm here. I had called earlier with a miracle on 34th Street, but I was told that I missed the bus. I missed the subway.
Oh, you were so close.
Okay, listen, Jack. Jack, here's another trivia question. There was two department stores in that movie. Do you know the name of the two movies? The two department stores?
Gimbel's and Macy's.
Oh, yay. So you
just
won. Correct. The Gimbel's and Macy's. You're correct. Yep. That is correct. You just won. Now, do you want Starbucks or do you want Subway?
Subway.
Okay.
What do you say?
I'm so glad. That's actually
Subway.
$10 gift card at Subway.
Okay. Very nice.
Thank you.
Jack, where are you calling? What part of the country is Jack calling from? Oh, Lachahatchee?
Lachahatchee.
Does that come with lox on a bagel?
It comes with
cream
cheese.
Lox bagel?
It comes with cream cheese.
Thank you.
Cream cheese. I like chive cheese.
The bagel. We don't have
You have my address. I had called about a month or so ago with Neil Diamond.
Yes, we do. We have your address.
All set.
Thank you, Michael.
Jack. Thanks,
Jack.
Man.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Jack.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
That's great. I'm glad he made it.
Christmas or anybody else?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so I got another call on the phone line. You ready for it?
Yep.
Ready. Yep.
All righty. I believe we got the one and only Adam. Adam, how you doing, Adam?
Very well. How are you?
Merry Christmas.
This is Adam Spencer from Able.com.
How do you know?
From Toronto.
How do you know it's Adam?
I know. I heard his voice.
Oh.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Merry
Good
Christmas.
Good to hear you guys. You as well.
Happy New Year.
Congratulations.
Merry Christmas.
Congratulations.
Uh-oh, Adam's been up to no good, huh?
Yeah. Adam has a new baby.
Has a new baby.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, man.
So thanks. Did you have a son or a daughter?
We had a son.
Oh, here you go.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, actually, baby today night. Is his
baby night.
Fourth week on this planet. So today is his 4-week birthday.
Wow.
Oh, congratulations.
What's his name? What's his name?
His name is Aston.
Very nice.
What's his name?
Very
Aston.
Nice.
Wow.
And Aston. No, I like the name.
And Adam, are you able to get any sleep yet?
No. Absolutely zero.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. Yeah, that is a bummer. But, hey, all for a good cause, right?
I want to thank you so much
exactly.
for being a sponsor on the Blind and Beyond radio show. It's very nice. Able Docs.
Yep. Able Docs.
Thank you.
Able Docs.
Our pleasure.
That's it.
That's right.
Merry Christmas to Able Docs and all the people. What are you saying?
I want to put Adam on the spot right
okay.
now.
Okay, Adam, you're on the spot.
You ready for a trivia, Adam, and win a prize?
I'm ready to go.
Put him on the spot.
Okay.
You ready to go?
Charles, that's David.
David,
I could ask you the question, Adam. This is Dave.
Hey, Dave.
What item is typically found at the very top of the Christmas tree?
There's well, in one, my family, one... it's a star, but it could be an angel.
Wow. Okay.
You could win double, but you're both. You're right, because originally was going to be angel, but I told Michael that we should be able to accept star, too. So,
hey, yep.
Look at that. Yep. And either
one. Good.
So do you want?
He's going to get a $25 Starbucks gift card.
Oh, that's what he's getting?
Yeah.
$25 gift card. He's coming your way from Starbucks. Starting about $25 from Starbucks.
Wow, you covered both bases.
Do they have
that
Starbucks
awesome.
In Canada?
I imagine. They have it, right?
Oh, yeah.
I was a barista for Starbucks up here in Canada.
Oh.
Wow.
Our granddaughter was a barista.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
A barista.
Many years ago.
Yeah. Well, we
were. Well, that was nice of you to call and be a good sport, too, with the trivia, but.
And we wanted to thank you for your support all year. We really appreciate it, Adam. And we wish you the best of luck with Able Docs.
Yep.
And your new child.
Yep. Yep.
All good things.
Yep. Thank you,
healthy
everyone.
And happy 2022.
Yep.
Agreed. Here's to a great year.
Right, folks?
Yep.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Okay.
Congratulations,
right,
bud.
We'll send you your card to
yep.
your office. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks so much for being a good sport. Thank you.
Have a great holiday.
You
good luck. I can't even say it. 2022. Wow.
2022. Well, that was fun.
Think about that. Yeah. 2022.
This year's all used up.
Can you believe the 2000s gone so fast? I remember when we just turned 1999 into 2000. I just remember that was like yesterday.
Our big millennium party.
Yeah. That was a good party, too. We had lobster. Oh, my goodness. You know, we had lobster tails.
And filet mignons.
Oh, my God. What a party that was. Yep.
The big Y2K party.
Yeah, it was a Y2K party. So all the co-hosts and Charles, guest co-hosts, did we cover all your trivia? I think
no.
Sheila's trivia. Oh no, and Charles, your personal trivia.
Okay. So it's trivia time. Let's go back to Sheila.
All right.
Trivia time.
Hello?
You're up, Sheila.
Charles, one moment. Yeah, Chris did not call in, so we can skip that one. Or you can give it out if you'd like to. Anyway.
Yeah. Let's go to Sheila first. Sheila time.
Yeah,
Sheila's
time. First.
Yeah, we'll do
Sheila
first.
Sheila.
Sounds good.
Miss Sheila Old Young.
I'll be back.
All right. Anybody out there know the answer to this question? Call 407-894-1680. In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, what is Scrooge's first name?
Oh,
Jose Jimenez.
You can't call in, Charles.
Jose Jimenez.
Next room.
All right, so.
No, Dave.
The question is, what is Scrooge's first name?
All
right.
First name.
All right.
I know, Chris, you can't call in either.
No, you lost me with that one. I was lost when you said Scrooge. I was thinking DuckTales. All right.
No, Chris.
All the way from Daytona Beach. We got a caller calling in from Daytona Beach.
All right.
Daytona Beach is the one and only. Hershey from Daytona Beach. Hershey, how you doing, sir?
Doing well, doing well.
Hershey. Okay, Hershey, you're up.
Merry Christmas, Hershey.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, everybody.
You too, man.
Do you know the answer to the trivia?
You know the answer?
Well, no, he didn't. I don't think he heard the trivia. He hadn't called in while the question was going on for the trivia. So he was calling in just so he can, I think, get it. I can't even remember now. Wait till you get my age.
I would guess for the Ebenezer's, maybe what I would have.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Wow. What'd he say?
Yeah.
He said Ebenezer.
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 Yeah.
I know him well. I know him well.
Yeah.
Knew it.
Yep. That's an excellent name. Happy holidays to everybody out in Central Florida. You know, I'm over here on Easter Coast of East Coast on the in Daytona. So just wanted to just thank everybody for, you know, the whole year. We've gone through quite some landmarks. We had an anniversary, 7 years. We've had some interesting shows. We've had, you know, with Peter.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Do you want the coffee shop? What's the name of the coffee shop?
Starbucks.
Or Mike, we're going to get the name of this Starbucks right, Mike. We got to get this right.
Starbucks. You want Starbucks or you want Subway?
Subway.
You want Subway. $10 gift card from Subway is coming your way. Then
no,
write it down.
Was Starbucks.
He wants Starbucks.
Oh, he wants Starbucks. Oh, I'm wrong Starbucks. Information. Starbucks. You want $10. Cross off Subway. Starbucks. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Michael.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and enjoy your Starbucks.
Give your address to Chris, please.
Starbucks. Don't go to Subway now. Starbucks.
And we appreciate you listening, my friend.
Imagine we took this gift card from Starbucks.
That was wonderful. You know, we're always talking about different sounds and things, and it's always great to come, even if it's Saturday or Sunday, to come to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and, you know, it's great to hear old voices like Kyle on here earlier.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm really impressed. Thank you so much for saying those nice things about the show. Appreciate it so much.
We're so glad we had this time together.
Hey, Hershey, don't hang up. I need to get some information from you, Hershey, all right?
Absolutely.
So hold on one
thank
moment.
Thank you so much. And your $10 gift card coming in the mail from me, thanking you for saying those nice things. I have to pay people to say nice things.
thank you so much.
Not at all,
Mr. Michael. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, Hershey, hold on one moment. Listen, let's go back to the phone line real quick. We got our good friend, the one and only Miss Sherry. Sherry, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Sherry, baby.
Merry Christmas.
Happy birthday. Happy Christmas. Happy New Year and all the above.
Happy New Year to all of you, Sheila and Charles and Gary, Lynn, Michael, Dave.
Yay.
Everybody.
Thank you, Sherry.
You too.
Good to hear you, Sherry.
Yep. Merry Christmas.
Exciting.
Merry Christmas.
I thank you for your show. It's been a good year. You guys have done a great job. Had some really interesting guests. And I love your laughter and happiness. It makes my spirit bright. So
well, thank you. You want a trivia question? You want a trivia? I'll give you a trivia if you can win. And it's a hard question.
Let me give her this one. Let me give this one to her. Okay, Sherry, you ready?
You're going to make it hard.
I think so. You
ready? I want to know the name of the guy that has a big white beard and he wears a red suit. What is his name?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, if I'm thinking of who I'm thinking of, it's Santa Claus or St. Nicholas.
All right, you got it.
It's the same thing. Wait a second.
I thought it was the guy from
Here's
GZ
a question
Top.
I was going to ask you. Here was a more in another question. I know. I'm going to give you this. If you don't win, I'll still give it to you the prize. But here's the other question. There's a parade that happens every Thanksgiving. What department store puts it on? Thanksgiving and Christmas. It always put on big department store. Do you remember the name?
Yeah, it's the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card for both questions, so that means you get $20. Subway.
Oh, my God.
You want $10 from Subway, $10 from Starbucks?
You're cleaning up, girl.
Sounds good to me.
Clean up.
You want $20 from Subway, you want 10 and 10.
Wow.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
What do you want? You want a $10 gift card from Subway and $10 from Starbucks?
Starbucks, or you want $20 for Subway?
You know what? I want Starbucks for sure.
Okay. So give me $10 for Starbucks and $10 for Subway.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. Love you guys.
Okay.
All right. Have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Going your way.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
That was the Macy's Parade.
Okay.
Great to hear you. Take care, Sherry.
She got it.
Thanks.
Got both. Even got the, what's his name? Carlos. Okay. What's his Bye-bye. Name? Gary Sinclair's question.
Hi. She's a smart lady.
Yeah.
Charles
it's not Mummer's Parade. It's called Macy's Parade.
Oh, the Macy's. So she got one Subway and one Starbucks?
Yep.
All right. Here's a question.
No, actually, Charles has one.
Charles, you got another question.
It's 8:51. If anybody,
Charles, let's see your trivia question.
My question. What words? This is about a song, a Christmas song. Here we go. What words follow Silent Night? In the song, what words follow Silent Night in the song?
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
Everybody start humming.
No, don't hum.
And after this song, after he plays the words, whoever wins, now we're going to have to play the song by the Temptations and sing the song. And then we'll play the big song, White Christmas, by Bing Crosby. Both songs. Okay. Yeah, that'll be the end. Yep.
Or Blue Christmas by Elvis.
Why don't we play the Temptations now while we're waiting?
No, because he can't, because he'll know the name of it. Yeah, he's waiting for the... they sing the name. That's where you're trying to get the name.
Oh,
Silent Night.
Nope.
I don't say
I'm not please, saying
don't.
It.
Muffle.
Scoodly bop a doo bop.
What's the name of that coffee shop?
Oh my gosh! If I could read you, I would slap you.
Or tattoo it on his forehead.
Yeah, I would.
But sometimes I draw a blank of a name. I go to somewhere and there's a dressing that I like, and I say, "Pardon me, what's the name of this dressing? The name all your dressings. I forgot the name.
Name all your dressings.
That's what I say. And she says Chipotle sauce. That's it, Chipotle sauce.
Poor Michael's got like a blank screen.
Yeah.
All right. Can't answer open-ended questions like that.
What, Chris?
All right, so we got a call on the phone line. I didn't even get a chance to hear the question, but we got Donna from North Lauderdale on the phone line who's going to attempt to answer this question. Donna, are you ready?
Come on, Donna.
Donna.
Hi. I think it's holy.
I think you're right. Yeah.
What'd you say? I couldn't hear what you said.
Holy.
Holy.
And?
Holy what?
Holy
what?
Holy water?
Well, let her answer.
Gosh.
Holy night.
There you go. Very good. So do you want a Starbucks or Subway gift card?
Oh, Subway.
Subway. Then not a cup Subway. You know, I have another question for you.
Donna, you did good.
Good.
Donna.
Uh-huh.
Donna.
Yeah.
Do you know who sang Donna?
Oh, yeah. Richard Vell, wait a minute. He died in the plane wreck.
Oh, my God. That's correct. Richie Valens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the other song, side of the song? He sang.
Yeah.
The song had the only, pretty much the only song. And the other song was a hit, too. The other side of the song. Only record he ever made.
Hey, she already answered two questions.
It's called La Bamba.
Yeah.
What's your name, Michael?
Yeah, La Bamba, La Bamba. Yeah, right.
What did she win for that one, Michael?
Which one?
She got Starbucks and Subway.
You asked
probably.
Her another question.
All right.
Donna, she got
two prizes now.
She got Starbucks coming her way.
Okay.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So we get both Starbucks and Donna.
This is really nice.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Donna. Thanks for listening to the radio show.
Hey, Donna, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, Donna. Hold on one moment. All right, Donna?
No, I won't hang up. I'm really happy. This is nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I knew all the answers tonight. I really did. I've known every answer to every question tonight.
Woo-hoo!
Thank you so much.
Well, we got to thank all our co-hosts.
Great.
And all you folks who didn't call in, well, we're sorry you didn't call in to win something.
We could have tried, though.
But all I'm saying to all our folks, thank you very much for listening. And thank you for our co-hosts, Gary Sinclair, David Hillebrand,
Sheila Young, guest host, Reverend Charles Brooks, and the great one, Chris Shaw.
And not me.
And you, my love wife, my number one girl, my girlfriend, my love of my life.
Nurse.
Nurse, Michael.
Absolutely. You call her the boss.
Yeah.
The
Lynn Golder. Yep.
Thank you to Michael Golder. And also, don't forget one of our most important people to, or most important things to do, thank is Miss Green, who runs the show.
Miss
Green is in the background.
She's in the background.
And I was telling Turkey Davis,
passing along the orders to Lynn.
That's right. I answered them.
Are we going to? We didn't play Temptations.
We all do.
We haven't played either of the songs.
Which do you mean either of the songs? We're going to play White Christmas before we just play our theme music. So. Thank you, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Well, I got, you know what? I got both of them going right. I got
next week for our New Year's Eve show.
Sheila, take care.
You too.
Things are going to get better for you. I'm
Merry
sending
Christmas,
you good vibes.
Everybody.
Thanks, Dave.
Merry Christmas.
Bye,
Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Bye, Charles.
Nice. Merry Christmas to you and the family there, Chris.
Same to you, Dave. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Love you all. See you next year. We'll talk about it next week at the New Year's Eve show. We'll all be here next week.
Thank you, Geraldine.
He's playing part of the Temptations. We'll go out with White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
Bing.
These are the Temptations. Silent Night. We'll go out with White Christmas by Bing Crosby. Good night, everybody. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week.
Be white.